Thank you, everyone, for waiting around. I'm sorry for the delay. I was got caught up with something. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in the next paragraph, in the next shtickle here, starts talking about Tahara. Okay? Now, he says some fascinating things that we're not accustomed to hearing. If you learned in yeshiva, so people don't talk about this stuff. Okay? And, you know, you don't hear a lot of talk about this. The only time you'll ever hear talk about this is you learn the Gemara in Brachas. And the Gemara in Brachas says that there's a concept called Tvilas Ezra, that after a person becomes Tameh, Tashra Shemitah, after a person becomes Tameh, they originally, Ezra was misakin that a person should not learn any Torah or Davin until they're Toivel. Okay, that was called Tvilas Ezra. Now, Tvilas Ezra was a little bit problematic because that could cause a lot of bitul Torah theoretically and a lot of bitul Tvila because let's say there was no mikveh anywhere, right? Let's say you're in a place with no mikveh. So what are you supposed to do? So it could cause a lot of a situation of bitul Torah. But this, so therefore there's a question amongst the Paiskim, were they mevatel takanas Ezra or were they not mevatel takanas Ezra? So das harbe kadmoinim shaloi bitlu tvilas Ezra elu l'tayra aval tvila osach yidbo. So he brings down from Rav Haigon and Rabbeinu Chananel that say that even though they were mevatel tvilas Ezra for Torah, that means you're allowed to continue learning. You're allowed to learn without tvila, but davening was still forbidden. V'gam harambam shepasak v'soif hilchos kriyashma shebitlu legamri. Even though the Rambam says they were mevatel tefila, says you're allowed to daven and learn without tefila, even if a person is tamei. Tamu alav Rosh Yeshiva is bebavel. The Rosh Yeshiva in Bavel said it's crazy. Veheishiv lahem, and he answered shemiyam of loy bital oisafilu shachas. But so they sent a shaila to the Rambam. Said Rambam, how could you say that a person can daven without being tovel tefilas Ezra? So the Rambam said back. He says, look, I'm a halacha sefer. I hold that al pi halacha they were mevatel it. However, me, the Rambam, I was never mevatel the tevila of Ezra even one time. Elish lahayyach lichter b'chibura, but I had to write halachas. And that's what Rabbeinu Yoina says. And the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, but don't think, says Reb Chaim, that even though they were mevatel tevila to Ezra and la halacha, one does not need to be tovel before davening or learning. However, and then he brings from the Shut Min HaShemayim. The Shut Min HaShemayim is a fascinating sefer. It's a sefer from one of the Baalei HaToisvus, and that Baal Toisvus brings down different questions that he was zoicha to hear the answers to from a magid, from a malach. And there's a whole question, does that sefer have halachic authority? Does it not have halachic authority, right? But Akoponim, there's a concept, there's a sefer called Shut Min HaShemayim. And in that sefer, he asked the Malach, if you should be, since the halacha, you do not need to do Tvilas Ezra, should you be Mekel on Tvilas Ezra? Again, the Tvilas Ezra is after being Tamei, Kari, should a person go to the mikvah? So he says, Vavarte mes Hashem Eloi keichem. Tfila is avoida. What type of avoida would it be? Would a person go bring a carbon and they're tamei? And you say, well, we're tamei anyway. We are tamei anyway, right? As much as you're tovel in the mikvah and you took away the tuma of the carry of the shechazer, but a person's still tamei anyway, right? The tamei tumas mace or whatever. So he says, yeah. But those tumas didn't come midas. They came be'oinis. They came not willingly. This, a person willingly brought this tumah upon themselves. And the other tumas come from outside your guf, onto your guf. This tumah comes from within your guf, outside. It comes from within the guf. That's a much more serious tumah. That tumah a person should get rid of before they daven. Then he adds in one line. Okay, it's kedai to repeat this line. Says the Shut Min HaShemayim. V'davar zeh, says the Malach to the Baal HaToisvus. This thing Goyrim Oirech HaGolos is why we have such a long Golos. Because if the davening of Klai Yisrael would come, Mitoich Tahara, Kvar Niskabel Tfilas and Zeyamim Ravim, the tefillos would have been answered. Ad Kan L'Shoinu. Okay, so very clear that the in Shemayim they're very makbid on this concept. And the Magid told the Beis Yosef the same thing, and the Arizal was very makbid on it as well, to remain tahar. Okay. Now is a machloikas about Shabbos, and he says, I'm not a halacha sefer, I'm not telling you about Shabbos. But Bechol, for sure, you should do it. Okay. So, all right. So, I guess we'll stop here. I don't know if anyone has a question. I don't know. Okay, we'll pick it up tomorrow. Sorry about the delay, but that's introducing this concept. We'll just read one more Maimar Chazal. Kol Machmer Bo Al Atzmai Marichin LeYomav Ushnaisav V'Har B'Gdoyli Yisrael LeBitlu Mimeim. Person Zoychet Harich Yisrael. And if you look at Gdoyli Yisrael, they were very makbid on this. V'Reisi B'Sefer Echad. And he says, I saw someone say that all the Sfarim that were Miskabel and Klal Yisrael, you see some Sfarim from 500 years ago, right? Every sugya you learn the Pnei Yeshua, every sugya you learn the Kivega, there's certain svarim that were miskabel and Klal Yisrael. And then you look at the Oisar Chachma, and there's a lot of svarim written, and they weren't necessarily miskabel and Klal Yisrael. Who had the schus to be miskabel? So he's not saying that the reason that those that were not miskabel was for any particular reason, but he says only those svarim that the author was makbid on Tfilas Ezra were those chiburim miskabel and Klal Yisrael. That's what he writes. Anyway, powerful stuff. We'll continue with Mr. Shem tomorrow on this and start the next chapter as well. All right. Shkoyach, everyone. Thank you for waiting around for me. And we'll be in touch. We'll see you tomorrow.